I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. An estimated 10 million people are at risk of starvation in Kenya. In one of its worst droughts since 2000, food prices have skyrocketed. And it's not just the poor who are suffering. Kids Alive International has four different residential homes there. Linda Mugo with Kids Alive says while they meet the physical needs, they're also focused on spiritual needs.
It means that they get healing for their past heartaches. Some of these children come from really, really difficult backgrounds. It's difficult for us as their guardians to help. But once they can depend on God for healing for some of those difficult experiences that they've gone through, it helps make a lot of difference.
Next, Uganda is in a time of rebuilding following decades of civil war. It's a great time to resource and encourage church leaders. Global Advance just held a Frontline Shepherds Conference and two Marketplace Missions Conferences to help them do just that. David Shibley explains believers are in a strategic place to grow.
Over 300 pastors committed to planting at least one new church within the next year. Also, in cooperation with the Living Word Bible School, there were 85 graduates commissioned to begin 50 Bible colleges throughout Uganda.
And over 300 people groups in India remain without translations of the Bible in their own language. A team of Bible translators has recognized the need and is working on 154 different translations. A strategic meeting is scheduled for December, but Bible translators need help looking after their children. Wycliffe Associates is looking for volunteers to look after these kids from December 26th to January 5th. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available the Chris Tomlin CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.